Paragon 7 Studios. You are listening to the Lounge J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
You're listening to the Lance J Radio Network, featuring sports talk and entertainment excellence. Now part of the Howard University Radio Network's HUR Voices Sirius XM Channel 141 family. I am your host, James Lewis III, and it is always a pleasure to be broadcasting with you coast to coast, globally, and of course, on Lance J Plus, where we podcast every single segment of the show. So I was hit this weekend with an extreme dose of humility. I've been talking about NCAA 25, which came out last week. And I basically said, do not call me, do not text me, do not even make any eye contact with me the first week that this game comes out. My wife went on a girls' trip to Napa Valley. So I was at home by myself when the game released. And I reverted back to, I'm 46 years old. I went back in time 20 years. I'm living a bachelor life. I'm playing video games. And I don't play a lot of games. I got a PS5 specifically to play NCAA 25. So I got a PS5. I downloaded the game. I'm going through the playbook. I have my Ohio State Buckeyes, which are the second best team on the game. I'm learning the playbook. I'm enjoying myself. I'm up till 1:30 in the morning. Wife is gone. No responsibilities. Living off of KFC and Chipotle. I think I even had a couple of bowls of Top Ramen. But basically playing the game until 2 in the morning. And that was fun the first couple of days, but then you realize that you're 46 and you're a healthcare executive and you have to present on fall plan for pro formas in the morning. And then it wasn't as good. It was not as enjoyable because when you're playing video games in your early 20s, you don't have nothing to do. You're not making any real money, or at least most of us. I wouldn't make any real money when I was in my 20s. I didn't have responsibilities. I had a job that you got to be there from 8 to 5, but not a lot of preparation thereafter. I was working at the bank at that time as a teller at a bank, then a loan officer at a bank. But I'm not going into executive meetings, getting slide decks together. Just say that after a couple of days of playing NCAA 25, I got my swag up. And I'm beating the computer on freshman level. And I played Ohio State. I played against Michigan. I beat Michigan 77-6. Running fake punts up by 50. Going for 2 on every single touchdown. So after beating up on Michigan on the lowest possible level, I'm thinking this is 2002 or 2003 back on PlayStation 1. When I used to play, some of my really good friends in California were just getting into the online play. That was like the best thing ever. And we had a league. All of my friends that I grew up with in Columbus, Ohio, they're all scattered across the country. But we would play each other and kind of brag about supremacy. Text messages were new during this time. So we would play and we'd talk smack to each other on the phone via text message about who thrashed who. I'm feeling myself. I'm thinking that I was nice on the sticks with Madden back in the day. I was nice on the sticks, really nice on the sticks with NCAA. Not 14, not the last versions, but like NCAA 10 and 11. I would destroy people with the option. I really knew how to run that option. So I decided to play one of my nephews, who's probably about 16, 17-ish. Let's just say that ended really badly for me. Let's just say that on the screen, it ultimately said, quote, player not available. I'm down 41-3 in the second quarter. These kids, these young people, they know about moves, juke moves, and strip sack. I was like, how can you know that? The game just came out yesterday, a couple of days ago. I even got the early admission to the game. I had access to the game on Tuesday. The game didn't come out until Friday. But these young people, they just understand the technology better. They were getting an interception on anytime I tried to throw a button hook. That's always an interception. They could disguise the coverage where it looks like a man-to-man coverage is actually a three-deep quarter. So I'm throwing like four picks in the first half. They were stripping. They could use the hit stick and strip with a fumble. So I'm just getting absolutely hammered by my nephew, and I quit the game. Then it dawned on me, my nephew is 17 years old, and he has a couple of part-time jobs. But he's only working maybe 8 to 12 hours a week. He don't have no bills. He don't have a mortgage. He don't have no student loans. He doesn't have a car note. And most importantly, he does not have to wake up at 6 in the morning to prepare slides because he has to present at Executive Leadership Council. He doesn't have to go in and talk about a nine-figure budget and how he's either going to hit plan. He's either favorable or unfavorable to plan. And it dawned on me, I was just like, I'm never going to beat somebody who doesn't have to get up in the morning or go to bed at 9 p.m. I'm not going to beat a 17 or 18-year-old at Madden or at NCAA 25, at NBA 2K. I'm never going to beat a young person at that because they're better with technology and they don't have the same life responsibility. They don't have a wife. I had to take care of my grandmother. I enjoy and love spending time with my beautiful grandmother, Ethel Bradford. But if you're 17, you don't have that responsibility. You have to take your grandmother to the doctor. You're not worried about your own colonoscopy. You're not worried about your Fidelity 401k statement. So that was just a come to Jesus moment. I was like, man, I'm really, really old. It has passed me by. I cannot compete. I played the older nephew. Then I played the 10-year-old. And the 10-year-old almost beat me too. Now I wasn't fitting to lose to no 10-year-old, but it was very competitive. It was a white knuckler. So much so that I'm sending to the family on the DM. I'm just like, yo, the next time I see you, I might have to put my hands on you. Cause I'm struggling with a 10-year-old that's talking smack to me. And I've gone through that with my nephews, Bryce and Tristan, my other nephews in Cleveland who whoop on me at FIFA. But they're excellent soccer players. I don't really play FIFA like that. But I feel like when I was at The Oakland University, I was a god at Madden. I was a god at NCAA 25. But those days have passed me by. So not only, obviously, on the real gridiron, the real hardwood, it ain't happening. These knees, these ankles, 15-year Lyme disease survivor. I have Lyme arthritis. So that's not happening. But I always thought that hitting the circle button or the X button to run faster and the truck stick, I always thought that I was competitive, but I'm definitely not competitive. Those days are over. As far as the game, though, it really evokes some nostalgia. I had a lot of fun. It's the best game that EA Sports has put out in a long, long time. People have been waiting for 11, 12 years for college football NCAA 25. You can build your own teams. I was one of those guys that like to build my own fake teams, the Western University Tiger Cats. Or I would build a program. I would take Cincinnati or UMass or UConn or some small program, build them a stadium that seats 100,000 people, change their uniforms. And now UConn is a blue blood in basketball and in football. And I also noticed on the team builder, I just don't have time to do that anymore. I used to do that back in the day. I tried to build a team, and there's so many options for helmets and chrome helmets and different colored jerseys. I'm like, bro, It's like 8 hours. It's like a whole day just to build the uniforms and pick out the stadiums and all of that. It wasn't this sophisticated back in the day. I don't have time for that. But I did enjoy myself. I played a little bit online with some relatives. I was going to get a tournament at my wife's school to kind of flex my muscle and supremacy. But now I'm a little bit reticent about that. I was going to actually put a couple of grand out there as a scholarship. And really, that was my reason to get a bunch of 14-year-olds and 13-year-olds and whoop up on them. But I don't know if that's going to happen, because these young people, they're just better at video games than us. They didn't grow up in the Nintendo, Sega Genesis, Sega Dreamcast, TurboGrafx era. They have better technology. They have wireless technology. They just innately know. I just couldn't believe how often I was fumbling. It's like every time someone tackled me, I fumbled. I was just like, I don't understand what's going on. It's like, you're cheating. What are you doing to cheat the system? But it was a good experience. I think a little bit of video games. I'm an adult, man. I have stuff to do. So I have a wife and a family. I'm not going to be gaming 15 hours a week. But it was a nice escape from reality. But my reality check came over the weekend. So I was whooping up on the computer for 3 days. Then over the weekend, had to play my nephews and got absolutely thrashed. Lance J Radio Network.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
We begin searching for ways to not only feed, not only bridge the access to food, but how can we fight disease? Quite naturally, it was a must that we figure out how to get fresh produce, crisp greens, leafy greens, and fruits and herbs and vegetables directly to the front door of those families that needed it the most. And so we finally come out with a solution, and we call that Full Cart Fresh. We have teamed up with some of the greatest people in America, our American farmers. And through working with a collaborative of farmers across multiple states, we have created Full Cart Fresh. So imagine this, you're at a farm, the produce is picked and prepared, and it's boxed in a Full Cart Fresh box at the farm. And then through our shipping and logistics program, we ship directly from the farm, directly to the front door of the most vulnerable families in America. We have got families and seniors and children around the country who are hungry, and as well as hungry, are really managing coping with serious illnesses and diseases. So come along, help us. Help feeding children everywhere through our Full Cart program and the launch of our new Full Cart Fresh. Help those families in need.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
The construction Timbs are classic in Philly and New York.
They are.
Connecticut.
James Lewis.
Never been to Connecticut, man.
Connecticut, Jersey,
you're definitely from
Uptown,
New York. You're definitely
Manhattan,
from New York if you
Harlem.
Shouted out Connecticut.
You're listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Hip-hop has been a reflection of culture and society.
That includes stories of struggle
and pain,
social injustice,
racial inequality,
the marginalization of communities.
Today,
we confront a healthcare system
that has been rigged against all of us.
Hospitals force patients to sign contracts for services
without ever showing us actual prices.
Stifling competition,
overcharging without accountability.
And if we can't pay these same contracts,
allow them to take everything we own.
Creating so much fear that millions and millions of Americans refuse to enter our hospital.
Putting our health in our lives at stake.
This is an American humanitarian crisis.
We love our nurses.
And we need our doctors.
But hospitals and insurers
rigging a system to make profits off of people that's in struggle is unforgivable.
We demand prices
and transparency in healthcare.
Power to the patients.